Hi, everyone. Welcome to the PTSS Lab Research Podcast, where we discuss the 10-year RCMP study, part of Canada's federal framework on post-traumatic stress disorder. My name is Ava, and today we're doing an overview of the study on voluntary survey participation inequalities among RCMP cadets. Joining me is Dr. Nicholas Carlton, a clinical psychology professor with expertise in psychological trauma among Canadian PSP and lead researcher of the PTSS lab at the University of Regina.
Thanks for having me, Ava. I'm excited to share some of our research.
It's great to have you, Nick. That being said, let's dive right in. So, can you tell me about the motivation behind this study? What's the reason for looking into participation inequalities regarding the voluntary surveys?
So, information on participation, adherence, and engagement with voluntary mental health self-monitoring can inform ongoing research into its role as a proactive tool for protecting mental health among RCMP cadets and members. This part of the RCMP study was designed to examine the relationship between voluntary participation in daily mental and physical well-being surveys and positive mental health disorder screens, while also assessing how participation varies within digital health monitoring frameworks used in the RCMP study.
Okay, sounds like an important thing to look at, especially since engagement itself could be an early signal of mental health status. Understanding who participates and how often could really strengthen future interventions. So, can you tell me a little bit about how you gathered the data?
We surveyed 772 cadets, 72% of whom were male, who completed a full assessment prior to their training, including screening tools for generalized anxiety disorder, major depressive disorder, PTSD, alcohol use disorder, and panic disorder. Participants also completed daily self-assessments of their physical and mental well-being throughout their training. Participation levels were classified using the 99-1 rule. Limited contributors, who rarely participate and make up 90% of users, contributors, who seldom contribute and make up 9% of users, and super users, who contribute substantially and make up the remaining 1%.
Interesting. That framework seems helpful for identifying distinct engagement patterns. So, what did you find out from the data?
We found that limited contributors had the highest rates of positive screens for self-reported mental health disorders at pre-training, but those who completed more daily surveys tended to report fewer mental health symptoms, although the relationships are complex and nonlinear. 8 super users represented the top 1% of cadets and produced 6.4% of all daily survey recordings. 68 contributors represented 9% of the total number of cadets and produced 49.2% of all daily survey recordings, and 695 limited contributors accounted for 90% of the total number of cadets and produced 44.4% of all daily survey recordings. Overall, a total of 18,557 daily survey records were collected.
That's really telling. It seems like self-monitoring might not only reflect mental health status, but also influence it, especially if consistent engagement correlates with fewer reported symptoms. So, how do you think these findings might help going forward?
The results indicate meaningful differences in engagement, reinforcing that consistent participation is key for self-monitoring to be therapeutic or preventative for mental health disorder symptoms. People with mental health challenges may be less likely to engage in proactive monitoring, highlighting the need for tailored approaches. These findings also support broader use of self-monitoring as both a measurement and intervention tool. It may encourage self-reflection, support healthier choices, and facilitate earlier access to care. While further research is needed, this work lays the foundation for using self-monitoring to support mental health in public safety populations.
Those are some interesting insights. It's encouraging to see how something as simple and scalable as daily check-ins could support both individual well-being and broader data-informed mental health strategies. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Nick, and for helping us better understand how voluntary survey inequalities relate to mental health of cadets.
Thank you, Ava. It was a pleasure to be here.
And we'd like to thank you for tuning into this podcast. If you enjoyed our discussion about the RCMP longitudinal study, you can check out some of our other podcasts and additional information on the topic on our website at ptsslab.ca. For more details and specifics on this study, the full paper is available on our website as well. Have a nice day!